Did she hook up with chicks as well?
Mm-hmm. Damn, that's sick.
Yeah, so you guys have a lot of fun.
She was like, would you sleep with a guy? I was like, I have. And she's like, that's so hot. Wanted to watch me with trans chicks and stuff. And I'm like, wow, you're like into it. She's like, yeah, I'm super into it. If you don't want to do it and it doesn't interest you, it's like, if you don't play golf, if you don't want to, fine. I don't fucking care. I'm super into fucking everybody.
Wow. Hi. Welcome back, you little lemon tarts. Look, I hope you're amazing. I hope you've subscribed. If you haven't subscribed, I hope you have the worst day ever.
Yep.
If you're listening on audio only, I hope you've downloaded these, you've subscribed. YouTube, subscribe, please. We're growing, but we're making it happen with you guys.
Yeah, we actually have a full list of people who watch every episode and don't subscribe, and we're going to read them out at the end of this episode. Yeah,
we have your IP address.
Yeah.
We're going to show up, and we're going to finger your mothers. Probably should say that. Whatever, who cares? So I just got back from Dubai. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, dude, what the hell, bro? I've been like watching your stories like...
Bro, man. Dubai is possibly one of the most craziest places on earth. Like, it's like Miami, LA, and Vegas mashed into one into a bigger scale.
Like more money, more debauchery, more craziness.
Absolute madness. Like, in the mall, there's a fucking, like, there's a slope you can go snowboarding.
That's badass.
In the mall, bro. But the crazy shit was, there's actually so much to do there that it's, like, really easy to get a reservation anywhere. Like, I was like kind of freaking out because I was like, oh, I want to go to Nobu here in Dubai. And I'm like, fuck, like I should call my friends from Malibu, the Nobu Malibu, and like see if they can get me in contact with the manager and then try and meet him and like build that relationship. So I like, did all that to cook me like a couple of hours. And we went in and there was like fucking free tables everywhere. I was like, this is fucking crazy.
Oh, wow.
Because like Dubai, there's literally like endless amounts of stuff to do. They have the world's biggest Ferris wheel there. Which was actually surprisingly cheap. It's huge. We got like the premium one. We had a little bartender and stuff. It was like six of us. It cost me $400.
That's sick. Did you see what's his name? The baby guy?
Hasbullah?
Hasbullah.
We were meant to see him.
Really?
I swear to God.
I just made that up.
No, I swear to God. So I was with this YouTuber called Adam Salah, Niall from the Bread Batch. And we were all like hanging out. And he was telling me, he's just like, oh yeah, like we hung out with him last time. He was here, and he literally just posted.
Is he just a rock star in Dubai?
Bro, he's like a superstar. He was like, the boys are telling me like this dude is legitimately like crazy, but he is so like I'm not sure what religion he is, but like if you're a woman and you come up trying to take a photo with him, he'll just tell you to fuck off.
Oh, okay.
So he doesn't like acknowledge women whatsoever. I'm not sure what
he's very orthodox in whatever religion he's in.
Yeah. Like fully like if any girl comes up or whatever, but yeah, I was thinking...
That's what I do, too.
No, but I was just thinking how easy it would be to steal him.
Oh, yeah. Like, for ransom?
Yeah, you could steal him, put him in a backpack, and run away.
Dude, we got to be careful saying those jokes about him, dude. He's a powerful man.
No, he is. He's got a crazy audience as well. But no, I wish I met him. It would have topped the trip off. But the trip was crazy. Dubai is nuts. We were meant to go skydiving, but turns out I'm too big.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that was fucking frustrating because I was so excited. I booked it like so far in advance. It was the first time ever skydiving. I was going to go with these girls that we were with and my best friend.
Okay, who are these girls, bro? I've been seeing them on your profile. Some just super hot chicks I've never heard of. Got millions of followers. They're insanely hot.
So it's,
Russian?
Yeah, Russian.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, so there's a girl called Sveta that I've been talking to for a while. She's kind of the reason why I went to Dubai. We've been talking for a little bit.
Damn.
And then her friend, Anna and Anna. They're great people. They're so much fun. It's actually like really funny because their friend Anna is like learning English. So like she doesn't really understand what we're talking about half the time. And because I have a terrible lingo, she's picking up on like terrible sayings. I was calling
You're
everyone.
Like teaching her swear words like she's a kid?
Yeah. I was calling everyone like little sausages. And she goes, sausage? And I was just like, yeah, you're a little sausage. She goes, I'm sausage? And she's like walking around like laughing at everyone calling herself a sausage. So funny. So cute. But yeah, to be honest, it was a trip of a lifetime. Dubai is crazy. If you have the chance, you should 100% go out there. It wasn't that expensive. Like we didn't spend that much money. But we didn't.
I heard you and Jay Alvarez got in a fight in Dubai or something.
we got the punch up because of Sveta.
Yeah.
No. We actually did hang out with him the last day.
Wait, so he was in Dubai?
Yeah, he flew in like the day we were meant to leave, like the last day we were there.
Do you think he like coincidentally flew in because you were with Sveta? He's like, oh, I'm just in the neighborhood, and I just figured I'd hang out.
No. I think because we were hanging out the last day by the pool, and he was there. Is it on like a work trip or something? But we were staying at the same hotel, and we were just posted up, and then we kind of just hung out, but it was no like weird animosity or anything like that, because obviously whatever happened between them, and it was the first time I met him. For like, I was hanging out with her every single day of the week that we were there, so I don't know, I just was really trying to stay away from all that nonsense, because I know it's kind of like pretty ugly. There's like revenge porn shit going on, there's a whole bunch of like crazy shit going on between them. Pretty bad. But we also went and saw those
didn't she airdrop you the other sex tape that no one's seen yet?
Shut up. No.
I'm just making that fuck up.
But I was gonna say we went to those fucking tigers and shit. I'm trying to change this subject.
Wait, did I just made that up, like straight up. is that true? Dude, it sounds like it's true.
Oh shit. So these are these tigers. No, there's no other sex tape. There was no, I feel bad. I feel bad for that.
But did you and her make a sex tape?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Did you guys make sex?
Not in Dubai.
Oh, because it's illegal there. You wouldn't break the law.
I would not break the law.
Okay.
In Dubai. Very, very much I stay inside the rules, you know?
So what was that like, dude? What was it like?
It was awesome.
The guys and the girls want to know. This chick's hot.
She's really cool. I'm excited. It's kind of sucks because like she lives in Dubai.
So do you love her?
Shut the fuck up.
Oh,
shit. But I'm trying to see, we're gonna see each other again soon. We're planning a trip in the next couple of weeks. So fingers crossed I get to see you again, because she's actually really good. She's very smart. She's obviously very gorgeous. And very funny to be around. Like we're legit just laughing the whole time. So.
That's what's up.
We took the...
I like Russian chicks. They're just so down to earth and kind of like...
So grateful.
Super chill, yeah.
She was so grateful the whole time. Like, oh my God, thank you so much for this and stuff like that. And I was like, damn, like, it's all good. Like, we just went to dinner or like, it's okay. Like, always saying thank you.
That's nice.
Wow. I'm like, it was very sweet. Like, I was actually like really taken back. But it feels good to like kind of have someone in my life again. You know, because it feels good. It's a good little feeling. But I did, look, toxic trait number one as well. If you want to piss off or encourage more people to talk to you, post someone else. Because I didn't realize how many people that I fucking upset. Like, I've had so many either past flings or people that thought that there was a shot, that they had a shot with me, just blowing up my phone at like all hours.
No, it's true. It's actually like scientifically backed.
Yeah.
I watched this... Huberman Lab podcast, and he had this guy on, and he was talking about how like you could take a photo of one guy, and they did this test of one guy by himself and that same guy standing next to women, and they did like a double blind study, like, do you think this guy's attractive or do you think this guy's attractive? And they're way more into the guy that was standing next to the women.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because I actually was surprised, and then, like, my friends have done it in the past.
So she has a good hot hand too.
Yeah, that was a good hand.
Good hand
on the face.
Yeah,
yeah. So look, if you want to look, we're toxic traits over here at Tap In.
Yeah.
If you want to piss off whoever, maybe there's a boy you like, post his best friend's cock.
No. Yep. Yeah.
Or come and see Abby, and he could be the hot boy that's like in the background for you, or you can pretend to be on a dinner date or some shit. But one thing I do want to clear up. Is I did get a few people DMing me about like going to one of those private zoos.
Yeah.
Because obviously, you know, like some of that stuff isn't good whatsoever. Mind you, the zoo that I was extremely iffy to go to, one of those private zoos with the lions and shit, because I grew up on a farm and like our animals always been free and stuff like that. The zoo that we did go to, David Dobrik went there a week before filming with Discovery. So did the baby. So I'm like, look, like their teams have done extensive research to make sure that this is like a good enough place.
Yeah, I think David Dobrik and the baby. It's not like they're like
not together. Like
no, like they're not like they're canceled. You know what I mean? So it's like they're like both canceled.
Like very canceled.
It's like, well, if David Dobrik and the baby co-sign it, then
we're good. No, you're right. That was actually a terrible reference. But I know that they'll film it for their Discovery show. So I was like,
Bill Cosby went there too. OJ Simpson goes, so it's good. All right.
Please take my word for it. Ah, fuck yeah! You raise a good point there, Dan. Well, no, because I was just saying that because they're filming his Discovery show or some shit there. But I asked the dude as soon as we went in. I was like, "Yo, you drug these animals?" And he's like, "What?" It's like this huge man. I was like, "Look, like I'm not gonna go see an animal that's been drugged for like people's like pleasure or whatever." It's a private zoo. He told me that they only have like 20 people there. Through the weekdays or whatever, to like go meet the animals and shit like that. And he was showing me videos of them like when everyone's gone, like they just kind of get to just fuck around and get to run loose on this little farm morning and night. So I did feel good about it. Then again, you know, I'm not like defending these guys. I think that those animals belong in their native grounds or wherever the fuck they're from. But then again, like I just wanted to say that little piece because I feel like we got invited. I felt very honored by like a wealthy person to kind of invite me to a place like this. And I was, you know, doing it in the most respectful way possible. I actually had one of the fucking lions like swipe at my leg and fully took my Birkin off my foot.
Oh, shit.
Scared me so quick, bro, because I saw the mouth open because I was trying to walk past it. Fucking terrifying. And then there was one that like almost clawed my hand. Because I asked, I was like, yo, do you, like, are the nails trimmed? Like, because they're like blades and... Because I was like, I didn't want them to be trimmed because then again, you'd be fucking around with the line too much. He's like, oh, nah, just watch out. It almost fucked me up. It's crazy. He showed me like a fucking hole in his finger where one bit him.
Damn, that's crazy.
It's crazy.
That'd be kind of a cool. Have like just a little hole in your finger. Like yeah. I'd be cool with that. Not like losing a whole finger, but like, yeah.
Just a little puncture.
A little lion bite.
Yeah, be something nice.
That's pretty cool.
All right. Well, look, that was it for the brief intro. We're going to try and keep doing these little intros a little bit more. Make it a little bit more playful. But today's episode is this comedian from Australia called Jason Ellis.
Well, he's more like a fighter, a biker, a skate. He's a famous skater turned comedian. He's done it all. He's so funny.
Has the craziest story. So strap yourselves in for this episode. It's going to be a big one. It's going to be, there's a lot that goes on. But also wait till the end so we can expose your IP address for not subscribing. And we're gonna come take photos outside your house. Thank you so much. What's going on, you little meat pies? Welcome back to the podcast. Today's an interesting one. I actually went to a comedy show, and the man in front of me, Big J, how you doing?
Yeah, okay. medium-sized J, but whatever.
He come on, and it was, I think it was your second show, yeah?
Yeah, and I mean a proper one where I didn't know anybody. Yeah, yep.
Yeah, but it was one of the funniest sets I've ever seen. I just didn't know if I should have laughed or
it's
not.
It's so crazy to hear somebody say that because I don't think that I had any comedy skills until last Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'm not shitting you, dude. I've been going a lot in the last 6 months because I am trying to do new things because I got dropped from Sirius and I'm like, I remember Craig Ferguson told me to just really don't give up on comedy. Please keep trying to do stand-up. And I was in the middle of, I had an MMA fight and a car race the same day. And I was like, you know, I mean, I got my head focused on some other shit right now. I remember him saying that, but I was like, right now I got to go this way.
Yeah.
So now that I'm older, I'm really trying to do it. And I've been working on it and I got a routine. I never had one. I never had a set.
Yeah.
And now I just got it to finally work on Tuesday where all these people were laughing. I'm like, is this for real? Did I fucking pay these people? Why are they laughing?
It was great. The reason, one of the reasons why I thought it was so funny is because even though it was your second time, you were very like present and you didn't come off as scripted. Like what people, when they first start comedy, they sound so robotic, like they're reading a script out loud. But you
it's
were
more
genuinely,
word for word that they write down.
Yeah,
kind of
you were very like, you were talking to the crowd. Like,
right.
And also we didn't know if you were lying or telling the truth.
I could tell that too, which I'm starting to realize as it's happening that there's a lot more jokes for me to have on that, because I think as soon as I start, there's at least half the crowd are like, nah, he's just doing some shit. And I'm like, I don't even really know what I'm doing here. And they're like, he kind of seems like he's telling the truth. And it's like, yeah, okay, maybe these are true.
Well, I just didn't know if I should have laughed or not because I felt bad.
But that's, you're up there. That it'd be different if I was telling, you know, my wife something and you overheard it and went, ah!
Why did you get stopped, fired from Sirius?
Oh, it wasn't personal. I was like, still doing well. Show was doing well, but they paid me a shit ton of money. And sick. I think at one point when they re-signed Howard Stern, the money, the things with the pandemic did not help them.
Yeah.
And I think that they have a lot of debt to some other company. I'm not sure too much. I don't care.
Yeah. I also think the podcast industry is killing them.
Yeah.
Well, there's that too. Like, it's all the future of listening to people talk casually is on podcasts.
Yeah.
Everybody knows how to get it to work in the car now. So now SiriusXM doesn't really need to exist. Not to mention commercial free with fucking commercials.
Mm.
I don't understand how they're just super greedy. Anyway, they dropped me because we were making over $1 million a year.
Wow. So,
and there was only a few of us that isn't Howard Stern that were making that.
Yeah.
And we got cut because she was doing better than me probably.
Wow, and they really wanted Howard?
I think if Howard's gone, they don't have anything.
Right.
I think they're I mean, they did get way bigger when he came over because I was already here. I was already there, sorry.
Yeah. When did you move to America?
When I was 17 is the first time I came for 6 months, then back 6 months in Australia, back America for 3 years, then a year off to save more money.
Why did you come out here at 17?
Be a pro skateboarder.
Oh, sick. Yeah, your accent's still so strong.
You didn't know that?
No. I didn't know.
Oh, you guys don't even know. Yeah, I'm fucking...
You're a killer.
I'm super good.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Well, not really that much anymore. I've been starting to skate again too, so I got shit back. I just did some doubles with fucking Tony Hawk.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
But back in the day, I was like top three for a little bit.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah, I fucking got, you know, like big 540s and shit. I went hard in the paint.
Damn. Yeah. Then why did you stop doing
all that? I moved up to fucking LA to be a radio dickhead. I was getting old and I'm not educated. I'm a fucking moron. I can't read and write and shit. I learned how to read and write on the show because they made me do reads and I'm like, reads?
That's how Barry learned how to read and write too.
I can't do it. I'm real bad. I've got dyslexia, but I just gave up when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So later on I had to, that like ESPN when I was an announcer for X Games and shit. I had to read shit.
Yeah.
So I would memorize it because I can't read. And I was just sort of lying. I couldn't tell people flat out, hey, man, I can't even fucking read this. Because they'd fire me. So I just like kind of memorize it. Or sometimes I'd read it and stumble and people were like, you all right? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm fine. I barely know what the fuck is going on there. I'm like, oh, come on, man. Please don't be anything like a big word or anything.
That's exactly how I am when I read.
Yeah. Well, you can get it. You can get it because I just was forced once I got a radio career and it was really happening.
Yeah.
And you're the host. Read something. You got to read something. I swear, dude, if you're a hardcore fan, they'll tell you. Back in the day, people used to love whenever I did a read because they knew how bad I was at reading. They found it to be hilarious.
Wow.
Because I'd just murder it. You didn't know what I was promoting.
That's
at all. Uh-huh. I could barely get the words out.
So then what transitioned you from that to
skateboarding with Tony Hawk? And Tony Hawk says, hey, man, I'm starting a radio show on SiriusXM. I want you to be my co-host.
Sick.
You're the funny guy. And I'm like, am I? Okay, so I'm the co-host. And as soon as we started, all the big chiefs came down to San Diego because he had the studio in his ramp. And when they were down there and I started talking, I could tell the two big heads were fucking talking to each other, having a boner about me. And I'm like, what is going on here? And then take a break and the big chief comes over and he's like, hey, doing great. Why don't you try and turn it up a little bit? Let me see what you got. And I'm like, I don't even know. I think I know what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, wait, you're saying like I'm a fucking machine, hot racing car machine right now, and you want me to turn it up and let it rip? Yeah. And I'm like, I don't really, I think you think I'm really good at this.
Yeah.
And I don't really officially think that you can be good at this yet. I'm.
Look, making content is an essential part of what we do here.
Yeah.
Tap In. Especially absolutely. You.
Yeah.
You're a workhorse. A
workhorse, dude.
You get crazy behind the scenes.
I'm making the thumbnails. You know what I'm using to make the thumbnails?
What?
Canva, dude. Canva Fuck. Pro.
Canva Pro.
Yeah.
And we're back with Canva. We've spoken about them before. If you need help designing things, if you want your Instagram stories to look more pretty, if you want your thumbnails, your banners, anything to look a little bit more pretty, a little bit more professional. It's a one-stop shop.
Yeah, it's awesome. Canva Pro is $12.99 a month. There's so many different great fonts and photos and plugins and stuff. You know, other programs have a very limited selection. Yeah. It's also very easy to use. You know, like I'm not the brightest guy and no one taught me. I didn't have to YouTube tutorials. I just like intuitively understood how to use the program, and I was able to make awesome stuff and save tons of money because I don't have to hire people and do all this stuff.
All that horse shit. And they also have a content planner. So you'll save time planning, creating, and posting your social media content. You can pause, schedule posts, and edit them at any time. So if you guys want to jump aboard and check out Canva Pro, we do use it over here. So design like a pro with Canva Pro. Right now, you can get a free 45-day extended trial when you use my promo code. Just go to canva.me/tapin to get your free 45-day extended trial. That's canva.me/tapin. canva.me/tapin.
I'm saying this isn't a job.
Yeah.
So him saying turn it up, I'm like, turn it up. Okay, so I just start, you know, being a dickhead more. And then straight away, they offer me a job.
That's wild.
And they're like, yeah, but you got to go to LA. And I was already sucking. My knees were blown out.
Yeah.
And, you know, sponsors are dropping off. And I was like, this is my transition right here. I got to go for it.
Nice.
So I moved to LA with my wife at the time and just had a baby. So I've got a fucking newborn. And we move up there and I just commit to it every day. I'm on there for 4 hours. Only a DJ. I just talk for like 2 minutes in between songs and I took phone calls and it just got big accidentally. And
really?
Then I went to New York and said, hey man, like, cause he's like, hey, the ratings are, we don't have ratings, but we can tell cause they're so full of shit. Wow. It just seems, I'm not sure. I got a feeling that everyone's listening to you. And I'm like, got ratings? No. We just some phone call stuff, stats. Yeah. Like, and I'm like, fucking, you guys are so bad. They never told me my ratings, even though I knew there was a time there where I was at least second, maybe number one.
Wow.
Cause they just gave me everything.
Yeah.
But they don't, oh, you're doing okay.
They don't want to tell you.
I'm like, give me $1 million.
They don't want to pay
like, more. Okay, but you're not that good. People don't really like you. But okay, if you must. Because I'm like, I'll leave. And they're like, well, then here you go. And I'm like, something tells me those ratings aren't that bad. Because I feel like you guys are full of shit. So yeah, I went for it.
Yeah.
And then I went up there and the guy's kissing my ass. I'm like, I want to talk. You know, I don't want to play any music. I will play music, but nowhere near as much. And he goes, how long are you thinking? I'm like, I want to talk for an hour.
Wow.
And then play a song. And he's like, really? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, okay. And I remember going,
what the fuck were
bullshit.
You talking about?
Really? And he goes, yes, okay. And I just got up out of the seat and walked out of his office and I was like, swear to God, you're saying it. He's like, yes. And I was just like, fucking bye. Because I didn't want him to like change his mind or say that there's some rule to it.
Yeah.
I went back to my hotel room and then went back to LA and just turned it. I was like, welcome to the Jason Ellis Show. No intros, no nothing. Just started talking, taking phone calls.
Just about whatever.
Yep. And then just became a monster. Had the most phone calls in the history of Sirius XM in an hour. Howard Stern had Hulk Hogan on for an hour taking phone calls and he got 46,000 and we got 80,000.
Holy shit.
Fuck, that's in an a hour.
You obviously don't answer all those calls.
No, the phones just, all the lines were just wham for an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is fucking
how
nuts.
How many call screeners do they have? Just like a factory?
It was
of them?
One. No, it was
just one.
One. You just answer one.
Yeah.
And then the other ones just keep ringing.
Oh,
but it kept
my
ringing.
God.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was one actual stat that I actually got printed out And I was like, I gotcha.
Yeah, you guys know what you're doing.
You can't tell me that the show's not doing good. 80,000 in an hour.
Yeah.
And the second place guy is fucking Hulk Hogan taking wrestling phone calls on the Howard Stern channel. And I fucking doubled his ass. Yeah. Give me the money.
Fucking hell. That's awesome. So
yeah, it felt good.
And then you had, at that time, you had one kid, right? You got a couple now?
Yeah, two. We broke up. And because I cheated on her because I'm, you know, just a dog. And we didn't really get along that way when it came to sex. Yeah. So I was trying very hard to not do anything. But, I'm super charismatic and kind of hot. I'm not anymore. Kind of got old, but whatever. Chicks want to bone me. And then every now and then someone will be like, I'm just going to bone you. And I'm like, Like, if I'm caught in a corner and you're going to bone me, that's super hard to say no.
Yeah, especially when your dick's hard.
If you're like, go to dinner, I'm like, I ain't going to dinner with you. I'm fucking married.
Come on.
But if it was like, we're in a club and they're like, I just want to really just, can I just make, and I'm like, yeah, I guess you can make out with me. I probably shouldn't, but okay.
Did you feel guilty?
Try and blow me. I'm like, okay, fuck, whoops. I can't help that.
Did you feel bad about it all?
Fuck yeah, I hate myself for that. I went to therapy and everything.
Damn.
Well, we got divorced in the end, and rightfully so. She's a... Good woman and not down for the shit. I didn't realize how kinky I wanted to get.
Wow.
I knew that I was
What type of shit were you getting into?
Well, I wasn't getting into any. Every now and then I had a mistake where I slept with somebody.
Yeah, I get those.
And sometimes some trans friends. You know, is that necessary? Oh, there's only a man and a woman. Okay, fucking Moses, you dickhead. Fucking floating boat with, give me a break. Fucking all the animals in the world were on a boat. Fucking believe that, but you can't believe that this chick was born a dude. Like, fuck off.
So where did you figure out that?
What are we saying?
The freaky shit. About that stuff. What were you getting into?
Everything. Yeah. You know? I mean, I don't want to get shit on me, but everything else is pretty cool now at this point because it's girls and guys, and guys are just way more into it and.
Yeah.
And into, like, yeah, what about if we all got together and we all fucked? They're like, hell yeah, that'd be the best. If you tell a bunch of girls, hey, you all want to come over to my house and have sex with me? It's like, well, do I really? I don't know her. And you're like, oh. It's almost like you don't want to do it. And I don't want to do anything with anybody who almost doesn't want to do it. Yeah. If you're not like, hell yeah, let's go. Yeah. I'm not into it. That's the other. I'm creepy, but I'm not a fucking rapist. I'm not a rapey guy like some fucking people are. Yeah, so everybody that I sleep with is super into it.
Yeah.
Or I'm not doing it. But yeah, everything can happen. My wife taught me how to, my new wife, who's super down for all that stuff, at first she kind of wanted to watch me with trans chicks and stuff, and I'm like, wow, you're like into it. She's like, yeah, I'm super into it.
Oh, wow.
So that helped all that pop off.
Was it hard to explain or like talk to her about that stuff?
No, that's how, because when I got divorced, I figured that I'd be alone for the rest of my life because I wanted to live honestly and be bisexual.
Yeah.
And I knew that in my experience in life that no girl would date a guy that sleeps with other guys on the side.
Yeah.
That's just not going to happen. But we started with an open relationship. So
really,
I could hook up with girls, she could hook up with guys. And then it was like, I hook up with a trans girl and then I hook up with a guy. And she's like, let me see you do that. So bring some guys over. And then in the more experience, all the threesomes and stuff that we'd have, gay guys don't like girls. Not all the time, but sometimes like I got as close as I can get a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And he's a gay guy. And he tried to have sex with me and my wife a couple of times. The other day for my 50th, I could tell. And my wife's like, okay, let's, you know, get it going again. He can't get it up.
Wow.
Like when she leaves, it goes up. When she comes in, it goes down. It's like a fucking, the dick is terrified of her. It's insane. She blew him for like fucking half an hour and it was like trying to fluff him and it was like half there, half not there.
And he just wasn't.
Because he's not fucking straight, man. Like that's why there's such a spectrum of it. Like everyone just has to go, you're that or you're that.
Yeah,
like I don't really believe that. I feel like if you hook up with a trans girl because you think she's hot and she blows you, I don't think you're gay at all.
Do you think that being like open and talking to the missus about all this stuff has made your relationship like stronger than your previous?
I wouldn't have a relationship. That's why, because the last time I wasn't sure what I was back then, so I didn't tell her because I knew that she wasn't. But I eventually did tell her and she was not cool with that. So that was not the person for me.
Yeah.
And this person is completely she just knows exactly who I am because I've been completely honest from the start. We were talking about transgender women in the first couple of days.
Wow.
So that's why it had a chance from the start, because she was like, would you sleep with a guy? I was like, I have. And she's like, that's so hot.
Really?
Not, oh, I can deal with it. Just,
yeah,
it's different. She's
excited.
Yeah, because I can't go over someone that's like, whew, every now and then he fucks dudes. Pretty gross. It's not going to work out for us, you know? It's not supposed to be gross.
Does she hook up with chicks as well?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's sick.
Yeah,
so you guys have a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You're like, pretty horny together?
It's not, yeah, I'd have like threesomes and foursomes and everybody's been in there. Every kind of person, all everybody. We'll get them. We're like Batman and Robin on that shit. Dicks and pussies. We don't give a fuck. We'll plow you.
Badass.
It's awesome though, because it's my partner. You know, yeah, like I feel like
it's your best friend.
I know it's funny, but a lot of people find me gross.
Yeah.
But it really, I know it's just the way that we perceive sex, you know, like, oh, he's got all these tattoos and he's fucking guys and girls, and so is his tattooed wife. They're fucking nasty. I'm like, as I said before, no one's underage. No one's like, I don't even do it where, like, if you're 20, nah, I'm good. Yeah. I don't care how hot you are. You're too dumb. You don't know you really want to do this. So everybody's like legal and into it. And when they leave, they're happy. We don't do anything bad.
Yeah.
So it really is like you're just imagining it's such a grotesque thing. It's just naked people playing with each other.
Yeah, well, you know? Life's way too
we
short.
We get tested.
Yeah.
You know, I'm on prep. Like I do all the safety things you got
to
do.
Yeah. I just think life's way too short to just not have a good time.
Especially if you don't want to do it and it doesn't interest you, it's like if you don't play golf, if you don't want to, fine. I don't fucking care. Yeah. I'm super into fucking everybody.
You should make that a t-shirt.
It makes the world go around for me.
Yeah, fuck.
Skateboarding, fighting, and fucking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Abby was telling me you don't mind a bit of a scrap, or you're quite a good fighter.
I mean, I'm not a UFC. I'm not, like, good like that, but for normal people, fuck yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'll beat up a normal person real quick.
And then beat their cheeks up.
I don't... What? What is wrong with you? I don't fucking beat women up.
No, their cheeks. Their cheeks.
Their cheeks?
Yeah, beat like their ass cheeks.
Like, oh, I beat their ass cheeks? Yeah. Of the person I just bashed. No, I don't do that either.
So the other night I was actually flexing on my friends by making some fucking unreal food.
Oh, hell yeah. Like, how'd you do it? Because you're not a good cook.
I'm a terrible cook. I usually just throw everything in the one pan and then go from there. But yeah. The other day I legitimately was sending my friends like videos of me like making, I think it was like chicken parmigiana or some shit. I've never made it before in my life. That was so confused. And that's why we're coming in with HelloFresh. Legitimately was possibly the, like, if you want to flex on your friends, this is the easiest way to do it. If you want to make good food, this is legitimately the easiest way.
Impress a girl, a date.
Anyone.
You know,
like
cook her some dinner.
It tasted great.
So what's HelloFresh?
Oh, okay. So we'll get it. HelloFresh pretty much is they send you your food, like the recipes.
Like prepackaged ingredients.
Prepackaged ingredients all put together to your door with the recipe.
Nice.
And how to do it. Literally, it's just like a one piece of paper. It's not overcomplicated. It wasn't anything crazy. Legitimately, step by step, you got all your ingredients out and then went through it and made this crazy meal. Like it legitimately was so, I'm not even trying to fluff them up. Like it was so easy. I was sitting there like, damn, I'm really impressed with myself. And I felt so like that's accomplished. Like
when you watch those cooking shows and tutorials, they have all the ingredients perfectly. Yes. I'm like, well, I could cook too if I had all the ingredients perfectly portioned out, ready yes. to go. And they make that happen.
They make it happen so easy.
Well, they also don't sell, they have like groceries and stuff too. You can get like snacks and desserts and like all that stuff too. So you can be healthy, but you can have a little fun too.
Everything.
Holiday time.
Yeah.
Also, it's holidays. You're running around, you're shopping, you're working, you're doing this, you got family coming in. You don't always have time to be cooking, so you got, you know.
HelloFresh. Legit, like, I swear to God, easy, tastes great. They offer 50 menu items and market items to choose from every week, including vegetarian, calorie smart, gourmet options. I'm
vegetarian, so there we go.
You're chilling. You have a great time. You should legitimately check it out. Like,
I have it.
Yeah, you do have it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there we go. It's legitimately super easy. And because they're our sponsor, that means we have something special for you. So go to HelloFresh.com/tapin14 and use code TAPIN14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts.
Oh, shit. They're still doing 14 free meals?
They're going fucking berserk over
and
here.
3 free gifts?
This
damn
is nuts. This is crazy.
Wait, what was that code again?
So go to HelloFresh.com/tapin14 and use code TAPIN14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts.
If I bash you, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to fuck your wife.
Yeah.
You've had enough. Yeah.
Were you always a scrapper? Like, did you get in? No?
No, I got bullied a bit when I was a kid, so
yeah.
I just got beat up a lot. I mean, I fought back, but I think that might have... My dad was a scary guy, so I was always scared of fights because, whenever shit popped off, people were unconscious and their teeth were on the ground. So I was like, man, I don't want any of that. I don't want anybody that big to hit me, and I figured eventually that's going to happen.
Yeah.
So I was definitely scared of it for a while, scared of confrontation. But then when I realized that that was a fact, that I was scared of confrontation, then I started going to the gym and getting my confidence so that I could get past that. So it's not really to use. It's more just I know to have it.
Yeah.
I know that I'm not that educated. I'm not that smart. I'm not that romantic. But if you fuck with my family, you fuck with the wrong family. Like, I'm good for that. And if you're old or young or weak or a girl and somebody's fucking you around, like fucking with you, I'm there. You know what I mean? I'll fucking snap out a fool, no problem. If you're fucking with a chick or something, that's when I get to go.
Yeah. What part of Australia did you grow up in?
Melbourne, Australia.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Have you ever been back much? I guess you can't really.
Nah. I mean, it's weird because I kind of stopped talking to my family when I was 40 and I, fucking did this MDMA therapy and shit and realized that my father was the one that molested me first, and then they didn't really believe it. So we had like a falling out about all that shit.
Fuck.
Yeah. So I didn't see them for about 5 years, and then we got to talking, and then my stepmom found out that my dad was doing live sex shows before he died. Like, not only was he cheating, he was doing stuff that she had no idea. And she's like, if he did that, then maybe it's possible that he did these other things. And I'm like, okay.
Jesus. What's the MDMA therapy like?
It's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end, you're still on Molly, so that's cool when it ends. But when it starts and the doctor starts telling you to, like, recall these certain things and then they pop up clear as day.
Yeah.
It was heavy, man. Like, I realized he would come in with this lamp and fucking fuck with me while I was on the bed with my face down on the pillow, and I would just pretend I was asleep. And then one time I got underneath the bed and held my toes and my hands on the springs on the bottom of the bed and pulled my back off the ground, so I was fucking stuck under the mattress. And then the lamp came in and I said, please stop. And then the lamp left. And to me, the MDMA followed him out to his bedroom, where I felt like he finally realized that was bad for me. Like, I was really not into that. And then it stopped. But it had happened a couple of times before that. But I had to go through all that. But because of the MDMA therapy, when I recalled it, it was shattering. But then watching him and feeling like he had to walk around with that for the rest of his life. And I really feel like he didn't want to fuck my head up, He didn't think about it at first because I think he was just that stupid and that, his dick ruled him that hard. I know, because I got the same problem, but just have more control. It's one way or the other. I became it's either I become a molester and do that to my kids or I have the other reaction, which is obviously what has happened because, like I said, I think that's got something to do with like 20-year-old chicks trying to sleep with me and my wife.
Yeah.
I'm like, I still don't know if you know who you are.
Right.
And I'm really not about that because a lot of girls, my dad's friends' wives, I got molested like fucking 7 times, dude. Like, before I was 17, there's like a fucking row of people that had to go. And some of them, I thought that at first, I don't even remember the like ones when I was 4, but I remember like 6. And then when I got older, like a teenager, fucking my dad's girlfriends like would take me into rooms and fuck me in the house. And I was like fucking 15 and shit, man. One of them changed my diapers. That same person had a relationship with me for like 5 years.
What the fuck?
Used to come pick me up from my dad's house, fucking leather gloves on, all fucking lingerie, all matching lingerie and shit, fucking trying to turn. I'm fucking like 16, boned the fuck out, like so into it.
Really?
But when I look back at it, I know there's some states that say that's still legal, but to me, I know what that is.
Yeah.
That person doesn't know who they are yet, and you're fucking them. You know? You're fucking raping them.
Jeez.
So it just that happened all the time.
Fucking like seven times? And you. And
three sisters did it. They're all sisters, and they all slept with me before I was 17.
Would you press charges? Did you go back? No.
No.
You can't.
I don't think they. It was back when, I remember when my fucking first wife, my kid's mama, got pregnant and we went back and they started smoking in a room and I was like, hey, can you put that out? And they're like, why? I'm like, she's pregnant.
They're fucking morons.
And they're like, what's, why? And I'm like, dude, that's bad for the baby. You're shitting me. And they start putting it out. No shit, Jay. Really?
They so had they no idea.
I feel like it was more cluelessness. But fuck. I mean, you got to have some... They were like 36 and shit. So I feel like they definitely knew that it was a little bit wrong.
Do you feel like any type of like hatred or anything?
No, I'm way past that. I mean, I have a rage in me for the rest of my life. So maybe, yeah, maybe that rage is a part of all that.
Yeah.
But I forgive everybody. Yeah. You know, you can't live without forgiving them. I can't carry their mistake on me. My scars... I'm not going out like that. You know, like all the things that happen to me that gives you that reason to just fucking become a heroin addict or whatever, fuck that. You know, to me, you picked a fight with the wrong guy.
Yeah.
Like, you think you're going to take me out? I'm going to be fucking way better than any average cocksucker. I'm going to fucking fly. Yeah. You know, like all those things they did. I got a fucking sweet ass race car. I got a fucking giant house. Everybody's sucking my dick. It's the coolest. My kids are fucking great people, you know what I mean? Like, because I got a level head, I'm not a fucking moron. I didn't touch their genitals, fucking idiots. Fuck, you have to do that to me. See, that's the other thing. You don't know, people don't realize how big of a deal it is. It's forever, you know? You never shake it.
Yeah.
I'm constantly tweaking balls for the rest of my life because people touched me when I was too little.
Fuck, man. Is that like, do you think your mentality is helped you? Do you think this shit could have like crushed you forever?
Yeah,
for sure.
It's fight or flight, man.
Yeah,
I feel like it's for sure. I've given up a bunch of times, but then something in me just says no. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
no, I'm not going out like that.
Did you ever have an issue with like substance abuse?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah, all of them. Shot up heroin and, you know, coke addiction. Smoked crack a bunch of times. Definitely an alcoholic. I quit drinking, obviously.
How did you pull yourself out of all of that?
Just the will to be... I wanted to still be a good skateboarder.
Yeah.
You know, and if you just completely gave up... I hit rock bottom a couple of times. Like, I shot up with some hookers, and I OD'd, and they just left me in a park to die.
Fuck.
Yeah, and I woke up freezing, which means I probably almost died because I was out for so long out in the cold. And it was a park where you're not supposed to be there. It's like super sketchy. And I was just asleep up against a fucking tree or whatever. And that was it. I was like, okay, that's it with that. We can stop doing that.
Fuck.
Maybe you should go back to America and get some shit going. So I went back to America and had another whack at it and left that wife because she was so stupid. And she used to beat me up.
Really?
Yeah. Like real beat me up. Like a couple of times she did it in front of people, and that was when people took me aside and said, dude, you can't, I know you're a big guy, but you can't do that. That's not fair to you. You know that, right? I'm like, she should make her go to anger management or whatever, and she just wouldn't go.
Really? Yeah. Why did you stay with her then?
I don't know. She was really hot. Just good in bed.
Because I know it's a big issue because a lot of guys don't want to like talk about that type of stuff.
I don't get it. I don't get why everybody doesn't tell everybody who they are.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to die, you dickhead. You're just going to fucking be this fake ass for your whole life so you can hold up a front to like Instagram or something? Like, get the fuck out of here. Be exactly who you are and tell everybody.
Yeah.
You know, like, not everybody. I just want to be a college football champion. Okay, great. You know, I really what I want to do is something that's like lame. I mean, and it's not like the hottest thing in town. Like, maybe you want to rollerblade.
Yeah.
Fucking rollerblade. I don't care. I kind of do. You're pretty stupid for doing that. But
Do you believe in like a god or like a higher
fuck
being?
Fuck no.
No? Yeah. No? All that shit you've been through, you haven't been like, fuck, thank God that someone's...
Yeah, right. No? That's the beginning of giving up. Fucking gonna take the Lord to take care of me for it. Okay, I need someone else to take care of drive it. Fuck that. I'm driving it. It's my fault. When I die, it's over. It ends.
So what happens next with this the comedy stuff? Are you working on like a routine?
Yeah.
Focusing on that?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, obviously I'm focused on the podcast more because
yeah.
they're doing good, but they're not. I want to win. Yeah. You know, I had a giant show.
Yeah.
And now I've got an okay podcast. I'm like, fuck.
What's the podcast called?
The Jason Ellis Show.
And what do you guys talk about? Everything?
Everything. Not politics, no. But everything.
Yeah, politics. Yeah. No good.
Not
here.
Too much religion either. Like nah. If you want to do it and it helps you, I back it. I just don't make me do laws for the floaty guy. I don't make... Dude, come on. You got a floating guy that's watching you when you sleep telling me that I can't, like, get an abortion. Shut the fuck up, man. Like, you don't even have a vagina, most of you, and you're telling them what to do with their box. Just fucking cunts. There's no other way. You're just what you are. You're a negative cunt. Looking to bring down your shit on everybody else, you know? I'm not saying, hey, everybody, start sucking dicks or I'm going to give you a fine. Like, if you don't want to suck a dick, don't suck a dick. I'm doing it.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Jesus Christ.
Where in Australia are you from?
From this place called Yeppoon.
Fuck off. Where is Yeppoon? Don't say that and then just leave it.
Like, you're not Australian.
Yeah. No,
like, you can't just say one little place in the middle of nowhere. Like, I don't know fucking Yeppoon.
No,
nobody does.
It's, you know where Rockhampton is?
Yeah, maybe.
No. So 9 hours drive above Brisbane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're right in the middle of nowhere.
Wait, you're almost near Cape York?
I got no idea.
The tip?
Oh, yeah.
You're up there.
Nearly. Oh. Like halfway.
G'day. He's fucking true outback. I'm a street outback. I'm a street Australian.
Yeah, no, I'm a massive pussy, though. I grew up with cows and horses and shit.
Yeah, you did.
Not really.
Like, crocodiles and everything. Fucking giant insects and well, stuff.
That's
you're
where all the
top.
Bad shit is, yeah. Yeah. Everyone's like, oh. Like when
that's the real Australia, I reckon.
It's terrifying. Yeah. Like we have. I remember there's been many moments where we've been at the main beach and there's like a saltwater crocodile just fucking
yeah.
around. Fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's fucking, he comes out. Sharks, you can get on the beach and you're in the clear. This cocksucker comes out.
Yeah,
those guys.
They fight the sharks and
then
shit.
As soon as they get you, they do that twisty thing.
And you're done.
Fuck that.
You're done. So you think you're going to be in America forever?
Yeah.
This is home?
Yeah. My kids are here.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, unless I was ridiculously rich, then I would have a house in Australia.
Yeah.
And then maybe for a length of time, I would live there again.
Yeah.
But I don't have the money to do that. And going back with the kids and staying in a hotel,
sucks.
It's just so much money.
Yeah.
And now you can't even go, even if you wanted to, because I patched things back up with my brother and my stepmom.
Yeah.
We're all on good terms and maybe even better because we've gone through this and we sort of stay in touch with each other for the kids as well.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. My auntie talks to me. So I kind of. I felt like that. Even my mum and my auntie weren't talking, and because my auntie didn't believe me. And then turns out my dad tried to have sex with her because his sister.
Fuck.
So he just
his sister.
Yeah. So she's
what the fuck.
So he's just fucking anything that moves.
Yeah. That's why I feel like, you know, it was at a time where you wouldn't tell anybody and you wouldn't get therapy and you wouldn't, but you had a fucking crazy issue. Like you were fucked up.
Do you think he had some fucked
up
shit as a
kid? I think
his
granddad. I think my granddad did something to him for sure. Yes.
Fuck.
Fuck. Yeah. So it's just like you're the one that stops like the generation.
That's what I'm saying. It ends here.
Yeah.
I've said that to myself several times. It fucking stops here.
Yeah.
Like these two, my kids.
Yeah.
You don't have no back. Oh, when dad. No, he didn't. No, you didn't. Nobody touched you. You've been loved by everybody. We got a divorce, but we're friends with each other. We don't fight, talk shit on each other. Like we're stable, level-headed parents. Well, you know, she's more level-headed, obviously.
What advice would you give to say there's, but someone that's gone through this and have never spoken about it? What would you?
You got to get it out.
Yeah,
yeah. You got to get it out. Like you'll feel it. You'll feel it physically. That's how big of a deal it is. When I went on the Howard Stern show and talked about it. When I left in the limo to go to the airport, I felt it come off me.
Really?
Yeah.
And how, like, who do they talk to? Like, I mean, like,
I would get a therapist, and I'd also recommend if your therapist sucks, get another one. That doesn't. That's not the only therapist, because that's what happened to me a few times. I was like, fuck this bitch isn't even as smart as me. And then, you know, and then I met another one where I was like, okay,
yeah,
this person knows what's up.
And then how did you transition from, like, the show that I went to, you're pretty much like talking about it and we didn't know whether to laugh or not. How did you transition to turn that trauma into something that you can just like laugh about and like...
Pretty instantly.
Yeah?
Because that's how I am, you know? Like once I started talking about it, I gotta break it down first, you know? So it's kind of, whenever I've brought it up, there's always usually a joke that comes behind it. Because I feel like it softens the blow of it, you know? It's either that or get all fucking teary-eyed about it.
Yeah.
So to me, it's more like, you know, yeah, man, fucking...
It's all about mindset,
just had to
suck
a couple of dicks. What can I say, you know? It's just better that way. Because I feel like the kids that are listening... Because to me, the most important thing that I can do now is for people that are younger that are not sure what they are and are thinking about ending it all, you know? People think about killing themselves. People message me all the time about this shit. So as many people that don't like me now because they think it's cringy that I'm a cocksucker or whatever. I made out with a dude too, you fucking dickheads. How about that? Eyes closed, all gay and shit. Fucking suck it. Yeah. What was I saying? Sorry, I smoked a huge joint in the parking lot.
Fuck.
Just trying to lay back. Saturday, you know?
Yeah. No, because I guess I was just wanting to know like how to turn that or change that mindset. That's all. Cause I know like a lot of people getting it, especially after the last year of having been locked at home, especially back home in Australia, like 2 years in lockdown, having that mentality of like, fuck, like this is the end.
Yeah. You just can't give up because tomorrow you don't know what comes, you know, unless you like, if you give up and don't kill yourself and hide away from everybody, same result every day.
Yeah.
Like you got to make a change. You wake up, you have an epiphany. Make yourself fucking have one. Don't wait for it. Just fucking have one. Make it up and go out there and change your life. Like, work out. Say positive things to yourself. Because I feel like a lot of people that have the childhood of similar to me is you hear you're bad all the time. You know what I mean? Mm. You've been in all these things. You're fucked up and you're never going to get out of it. You're not good enough. So you have to make this other voice that is like, you are good. You know what I mean? You're better than anybody. You can do anything you want. And that guy has to be loud. And you have to make him up and you have to keep him there to talk about, because it's just the depression.
Yeah.
You want to get depressed. You want to go down and seep in there and hang out in that misery because it's just always in the back of your mind fucking with you, even subconsciously, but sometimes just straight up in the front of your, in your visions of like, man, I had to do that. Somebody did that to me. I hate today, but you just gotta. I just feel like I've been down and I've worked really hard. And every time I worked really hard for something, you know, I usually get a good piece of it and a feeling of achievement and you know, satisfaction. Getting something done, which gives me confidence to believe in myself more, which makes it easier for me to be happy for no reason. And that's really the goal.
Yeah,
like really, all I want to do is be happy. There was a time there I wanted to be rich and famous. That's what I wanted.
Yeah.
If you ask me, that's what I wanted. And then it turned into when the show was big and I was getting paid a bunch of money and everybody knew me at the fucking dickhead shop or whatever. It didn't mean anything. It wasn't making me happy.
Yeah.
I'm not happy. Like after everyone's kissing my ass and I do a great show, and then I go off miserable again.
Wow.
I'm like, I gotta fucking fix this. Like this is all a facade. So then I just broke myself down. Like that's why I don't talk bad about, you know, the hatred and wrecking people. I used to do that a lot, and now I just, it's my insecurities.
Yeah,
and I don't have any insecurities anymore. I mean, obviously I do. I deal with them, but I'm a thousand times prouder of who I am sexually and like everything. I'm proud of me. I'm doing a great job. I'm a nice person. If you need help, I'll help you. You know, I'm not looking to hurt anybody. If anything, I'm looking to help people.
Yeah,
just cuss a lot and sometimes say stuff that comes across offensive, but sometimes you know I'm just being me, like you said in that comedy show. Yeah. I'm just being me. Like I don't have another routine. I can't do this innocent right. dude that's, you know, I mean, my jokes are only going to be about, man, you know, clip looked like it had balls on it, like it's not going to stop.
Well, fuck. On that note, that was a good note to finish on. Anything you want to plug?
Yeah, I got a podcast with Tony Hawk called Hawk versus Wolf. So that's available everywhere. And then the Jason Ellis Show, same thing, available everywhere. And then I do a Patreon, the Jason Ellis Show, patreon.com/EllisMate. And that's two Jason Ellis shows a week and two solo shows a week called Awesome World. So
that's a lot of talking.
It is, but if you worked it serious and you did five days a week for 4 hours, it's not.
It's not.
Podcasters are bitches, man. You guys don't even know.
We're pussies.
I think radio people worked a lot harder for what they got to. I know that a lot of pod dudes don't get stuff that seems because it's so saturated, but some of you are just the fucking fighter and the kid and shit. I'm like, fuck you. I'm happy for him, but fuck you at the same time. The fuck is everybody on that for? Like, my pants are cool, fucker. I did shit too. I got jokes.
Well, fuck, if you enjoyed this episode, please go show Jason some love. Drop a comment, 5 stars. And yeah, I appreciate you guys for tapping in and I hope you enjoyed it.
Thanks for having me, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Oh, shit. No, you're a legend, bro.